Welcome into
I couldn't get one word out. I literally couldn't get one word out.
Alright, everyone, welcome into RafiCast. This is Christian joining you again and finally making his long-awaited return. I have Corey here. Any news to share with the guys, Corey?
And gals.
Well, hello, everybody, first of all. And really no news whatsoever.
No news whatsoever.
I'm alive.
No big life changes. No, nothing.
I don't think so.
It's a lie, but... Anyway, moving on. I guess we are going to move on to what we are all here to discuss, and that is fantasy football. And thank you, all of you, for listening. And yeah, we're just going to kind of wing it here. We're just going to have some random discussions, I think. I guess first thing that I wanted to, I guess, talk about is getting your league dues paid, if you're in order of Rafi. Again, I'm not really setting a hard deadline. I trust you all. I just want to keep that reminder in there, and let's just all get paid up before the season starts. Draft is going to be Sunday, September 1st at noon Eastern. I was looking through some of the keeper values that we have set, and there's some pretty good values there. James Conner for $6 is probably a guarantee. And then I'm going to say right now that I'm probably keeping DeAndre Hopkins and George Kittle for a total of $41. So... I feel pretty good about that too. And looking through the rest of the other options there, there's quite a few good values out there. So, the sooner we get those in, the sooner we can kind of start planning around. But even if we don't get them all in, shortly, you can still kind of take a look and, take your own guesses as to who you think teams are going to keep and whatnot. But, what about you, Corey? Do you have any, you have an idea of what you're going to be doing or?
At this very moment, I'm probably going to be keeping Mike Evans and Mike Williams for a total of 38. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Took Mike Williams for $1 last year on purpose just for this reason.
Gotcha. It's pretty solid.
I like it.
Hey, Todd Gurley is going to be out there. And I think that I'm very interested to see what Todd Gurley is going to go for this year. Actually, a couple interesting players out there in the pool that are going to be quite interesting. Other than that, I guess just in random NFL news, Antonio Brown is continuing to lose his mind, if that makes sense.
He's psychotic.
Yeah, he's going completely off the deep end. It's just gone further and further and further and further. It's very strange. I was telling Corey earlier, I did wake up on Wednesday, and I was feeling a little down in the dumps about the whole thing, as much as you can feel down about, you know, a sports team. And I was just kind of explaining. It finally hit me. That Antonio Brown is not going to be playing for the Steelers this year. He's playing for someone else. And it's a little weird just because, you know, I got to watch him basically develop from a sixth-round pick into one of the best players in his position in NFL history. And he actually got to play for my team. So it was, I don't know, it's something for me to deal with and reckon with. But seeing all this stuff in the news and frozen feet and – He's gonna retire if he doesn't get to wear his old helmet. It's quite bizarre. The guy is he's something else. I don't know what happened to him, but he's gone a little bit off the deep end. Other NFL news, just generally, the Eagles roster is absolutely stacked. They're kind of terrifying right now. I don't know. I'm really excited for this season. Although I am kind of worried that the Eagles are just kind of run through the regular season. But hey, who knows? Maybe the Cowboys can put up a fight, and some of the teams in the NFC. I mean, obviously the Rams are still there. The Packers have to eventually come back to form, I think. I don't know. It's going to be a very interesting year. I want to do a bigger deep dive in the next few weeks, actually, and just kind of get a better lay of the land. I guess I just didn't mention your team, so I guess if you have anything to say about the Eagles or anything in general.
If Carson Wentz stays healthy, I mean, I mean, it's Super Bowl or bust for them at this point. I mean, he just got paid. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to keep everyone for the next couple of years. So they're going for it all. They have a stupid roster right now. I'm just worried about really defensive end depth a little bit. But, I mean, if that's the only thing I'm going to have to worry about, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's still probably the best defensive line in the league. Best O-line in the league. Carson Wentz stays healthy, and, I'm looking at another Super Bowl title.
It's a bit insufferable. I am hoping and praying for something to change, and maybe it will. And, of course, no game has been played yet, so as much as there is to predict, that's all I got right now. I guess they would be Super Bowl favorites. Wouldn't necessarily bet on them, but.
Could I have a Browns-Eagles Super Bowl?
No. No. God, could you imagine?
How would you feel?
I'd be genuinely shocked. I mean, the Browns.
I don't see it either.
I don't see it, especially not yet. No, exactly. I think that the expectations of the Browns need to be tempered just a little bit. They need to worry about winning their division for this year. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about the future. I'm talking about for this year. They need to really. I think those expectations need to be tightened up just a little bit. But hey,
they're still gonna be good.
Long season. Yeah, they're gonna be good. They're gonna be better. Sure. They're gonna be way better. Yeah, way better than 7-9. What, 10-6? Probably, if I had to guess. Bet the Steelers in the AFC North. FYI. Speaking of betting, I've decided to I've decided to share with you all the betting that I do this year for the NFL. I'll probably do like a very, very short audio podcast of just explaining what I do and what my process is. And then I think each week I'll give you my picks, and you can follow them or you can't. I'm by no means an expert, but just something to kind of track and see how I do this year. I'm wanting to get a little more serious into it. I'm not putting any major money down at all. And that'll be something that I talk about when I do break down just the process of betting sports in general and how to do it smartly. And you don't necessarily need a big investment. You can turn a small investment and, slowly build and build and build over a couple of years. I don't plan on tripling my investment this year, put it that way. With that being said, I guess what I really wanted to go over, just because of how early in August it is here, is look at Revenge of the Foot Clan, our Dynasty League, and talk about... I guess just a layout of the league outside of just Rich's team being absolutely stacked and somehow getting more stacked because we bring in a new owner who just wants to give Rich more to deal with this year. So thanks a lot for that, by the way. So thrilled that you could come in and help Rich like that. He really, really needed the extra help. I mean, it wasn't like he couldn't have just, he couldn't have went with, like 10 first two round picks. He had to get 11. Annoyed. I don't know what you're laughing. I don't care if it was even or not.
Oh no, fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I'm pretty sure looking at considering this is a super flex, I would say the only player that I would see outside of the first 2 to 3 rounds in a super flex dynasty or a super flex redraft, I think, is Matthew Stafford.
But I mean, he could play. Ooh, David Jones. Who ahead of him?
Hmm?
Who could he play instead of Stafford? I mean,
he could play. He has Stephon Diggs, AJ Green. Those are probably the only two options you could play ahead of them, but
it's pretty nice.
Matthew Stafford on a super flex is your worst player on that roster. I mean, it's just absolutely sick. It's even more sick when I look at, when I look at it like my roster, for example, like I feel really good about my roster. Like in a vacuum, it's just when I put it up against Rich's, it's just like I don't know. I do think that if I have to hang my hat on anything, I think my team is the most well balanced as far as starting talent as well as depth on the bench and prospects for the future. But who cares? I mean, who cares? Like I like my starting lineup a lot, and I like a lot of the young guys that I have on the bench as well. But it really it's basically going to come down to if I want to have a shot, it's going to have to be Rich having a down week in the playoffs and facing me that week. Otherwise, we just really have no hope. we don't really have any hope. I mean, Corey does. Obviously, his roster is pretty stacked as well. Nothing has really changed there. Todd Gurley's a bit of a, I guess, quote unquote, a bit of a concern for this year.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm happy with Gurley, Barkley, Connor as my, you know, three running backs. Julio, Thielen, Hill. I mean, fuck. I mean, I like it a lot.
Yeah. There's really not much to complain about. So I mean, those are the two top teams. I am going to once again hopefully predict the Arnold's downfall this year. if it ever comes, I don't really know. I actually don't hate the current makeup of his roster, especially considering you put Cooper Kupp into his starting lineup. That improves it quite a bit. Actually, Keenan Allen, Cooper Kupp, Sonny Michel, like his quarterbacks are really good, considering it's Superflex. Well, so
one of them.
That could be the number one quarterback in fantasy this year, so I don't know why you're trying
to...
Oh, my God. What do you mean, oh, my God? He was the number one quarterback for the half of the year last year.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
What do you mean, no? It's nothing you can even argue with.
Number one quarterback?
He was the number one quarterback through 8 games last year.
Well, he's not going to be the number one quarterback.
I said he could be.
Nope.
He's... Oh my God! Like he is such a freaking hater. It's ridiculous. You see who the biased one here is. I hope you can all. Don't look at me like that.
All right. Continue.
Yes.
Sorry.
Anyway, yes. I actually really do like Arnold's roster. I think he's done a pretty good job of keeping, keeping himself afloat. He's gonna be right there again to compete this year, to all of our dismay. I wanted to take a look at Paul's roster, who decided to come in and ruin the league even more. Thanks so much. he has put himself in a good position. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, I think, is a really, really good player to have in a Superflex league. His rushing is just it's just a fantasy cheat code. No matter how big of a fan I am of him in general, he's going to be a fantasy cheat code for as long as he's on the field. Derek Carr, he's got a couple new weapons in Oakland. He was just fine last year. He's an average quarterback with some decent weapons around him. So, I mean, we'll see if AB doesn't retire, of course.
Right.
The skill position players, hit and miss. I love George Kittle. I like Tyler Lockett to a certain extent. I like Leonard Fournette. I actually really like Royce Freeman this year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm seeing him a lot. I'm getting him a lot on my mock, on my mocks this year. I would not be shocked to see him, take that job in Denver and have kind of that, sophomore breakout. But that's neither here nor there. I do like Freeman this year. I want to take a look at his pick. You know what his picks look like?
He's got two first next year.
That's good. A really good draft too. Supposed
two
to be
first,
really good
two
draft.
Seconds.
Yeah. Yep. So he's got pieces somewhere to build. Considering where, you know, what he took over, I think he's done an admirable job getting to where he is. Yeah. As far as like coming out of the dumpster, and I mean this year, and who's going to be like the, I would say I think he's my competition for this year. As far as I think me and him are kind of competing for that same spot in the league between that third and fourth, like that third spot, is Mike. The fact that he finished like last year
is crazy.
An absolute joke. I mean, this roster is ridiculous. You guys tell me what the quote unquote, I mean, the, I guess what would be the weak spot? I'm just looking at the starting lineup as constituted right now. Jameis Winston and Kyler Murray is his quarterbacks, Zeke Elliott, Dalvin Cook, Darius Geis, Brandon Cooks, Julian Edelman, Will Fuller, Jared Cook. I mean, you can say Fuller is a bit of a weak spot, but he is a very solid team. He has guys like Rashad Penny on the bench, Trevon Williams on the bench, who I actually don't hate. He's got Baker Mayfield and Marcus Mariota on the bench. Like,
yeah, his quarterback situation is insane.
It's ridiculous.
He's not going to have to draft a quarterback for the next 10 years.
Yeah, he's got Andy Isabella, A.J. Brown, I think are were good shots to have on the bench. He's got T.J. Hockenson, who's first round pick out of Detroit, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, I – he's got a very, very solid roster. This the fact that he had the bad luck that he did last year just set him up. And he's got two first-round picks this year. He's got his own. He's got Arnold's. Both are probably going to be in the back half of the draft, but still having two first-round picks in this upcoming draft and what could be a pretty deep draft is a pretty good outlook. So I would say, and I guess I'm quote-unquote, I guess I'm biased, but I would say that me and him are probably competing for that third spot. On paper, preseason, obviously got to have everything play out. And,
right.
But I would say that's kind of where we're at. I'm not going to talk about who I think is at the bottom. I don't think that it's necessary in any way. I will say we do have a new owner joining us in the league. His name's Austin. He's actually in a couple of my Madden leagues. One of the best Madden players I think I've ever personally seen. He's absolutely ridiculous. He's won like five Super Bowls between the two leagues, and he's lost like five games or something. It's absolutely insane. Good. Yeah, he's ridiculous. But he took over Prestige Worldwide. It's not as bad as I initially thought, to be honest. When I first saw the roster, I'm like, man, this is a little bit rough. I think my biggest issue is that there's not enough youth on this team, considering it's a dynasty. This roster is probably going to need quite a bit of an overhaul somewhere. With that being said, I do like guys like Miles Sanders. I do like guys like Tim Patrick and Hollywood Brown. These quarterbacks aren't bad. They're just old. And the problem with the age on this roster is that he's not going to compete in this league. Right. Not with the way it's kind of like he's just not going to be able to compete with guys like Rich or Corey, probably even myself or Mike, like. Or even Arnold, like it's a rough makeup in the league as currently constituted. But as Corey and Rich are like perfect examples of, that can change really quickly depending on your savviness as an owner and what you were able to pull off, how you're able to draft. We will see. Antonio Brown is still everything despite this. I think it's still a valuable asset in fantasy and could be turned into something. Who knows? But it's a little scary right now with him because I don't know.
I really have no idea what to – I thought about initially, sending over an offer for him. But after today,
it is just
– definitely just going to wait and see.
It's just so frustrating because I still consider Antonio Brown to be the best receiver in football on the field. It's just like all this crap from this offseason is just like really getting in the way. And I hate falling into those traps of worrying about like these off-field narratives and whatnot, but it's so weird. He's just shown to be such a strange, strange guy between interviews that he's given. I don't know if you guys saw the interview that he did in his house back when he still had the blonde mustache. Like he doesn't even make sense when he talks. It's just, it's so, I don't know. It's wild. I wish the best for him, and I really do, despite everything. I hope that he's able to get on the field and he's actually able to play to his ability because, like I said, I think he's the best receiver in football. No one runs routes like AB does, and that's still the most important thing to me. So, I don't know. This roster isn't as bad as I thought.
It's not bad, but it needs to get blown up.
It needs an overhaul. It needs an influx of youth.
You don't want to be stuck in the middle. This is a team that is stuck in the middle.
Yeah,
and on the older side of it too.
Yeah, it's a rough spot to be in. Not at the top, but not at the bottom. Is there anything else you want to go over with this league? Like, what's your do you feel like I covered everything, or is there like a?
I think you covered.
Yeah. So what's your other than winning the championship? Like, what's your? I don't know. What's your? I don't want to say goal. I mean, the goal is pretty obvious. But like, what do you want to see from your team?
Really want to see no injuries happen because if I don't have any injuries. I'm right there with, competing with Rich's team. If I have an injury like I did, I had two injuries last year, Connor and Gurley. And, I was still right there. I mean, I had Samuels taking the place of Connor. But, this starting lineup's pretty good. I just have really limited depth. It's not terrible. I do want to see my guy, Kelvin Harmon, start doing well, but that's really it from the rookie side of it, I guess.
What is your do you have any picks this year
for 2020?
Yeah.
I have my first and second. Or no, I have your second.
You have my second.
For Robert Foster.
Robert. Oh, that's right. I wanted. Yeah, I wanted Robert Foster and my team there. I liked having the depth. Because when it comes down to my roster, basically, I am just kind of hoping that someone who hasn't quite broken out yet, if I get someone to break through, I will feel really, really great about my roster. Dante Pettis is a guy that I'm really, really looking at. Miles Boykin in Baltimore, another guy that I'm watching pretty closely. Especially, I don't like the camp reports or whatnot, but everything I'm hearing is positive, so I'm going to go off of that. And I was a big fan of his talents to begin with. So a couple different things. Obviously, if T.Y. Hilton could stay healthy, that'd be great. Damian Williams hopefully doesn't go into the season with his hamstring injury. That's concerning to me a little bit because, I mean, if I have Nick Chubb and Damian Williams and Chris Carson starting there, I'm perfectly fine with that. And obviously, you got Juju and T.Y. But, yeah, I like where my roster's at. I have the best quarterbacks in the league, the duo in the league, I would say, between Goff and Mahomes.
We changed the QB scoring, correct?
Yeah, it's not as it's
okay,
not out of this world.
What, that one week you would have had 110 points between
the two? Oh, yeah, between them when they played each other. That would have been fantastic. I would have, yeah, oh it would have been absolutely insane. Maybe I should have changed the scoring just for that. That would be great. Like, fuck you all. I'm just going to keep that.
Corruption.
But yeah, I should have mentioned, I am watching Benny Snell in Pittsburgh very, very closely. Anything happens to James Conner, and I think I got a top 15 back on my roster right there. So something to consider. But yeah, I like where my team's at. I like my outlook for the future. Have my picks, so I feel very content, and I feel that I'm looking back to my first roster, I feel good at where I'm at. Like I think that I'm right there in a position that if things fall my way, I could absolutely make some noise this year. So yeah, anything else you want to put something there? All right, honestly, I think that's all that I really have for this one. To be honest, this was much more. This is really just winging it. Like we just wanted to get back together,
wanted to
get
say
something
a couple
down.
Words.
Yeah, yeah, basically just
talk say words.
Yeah, just to hear ourselves talk.
Yes,
but no, I do. I'm excited. I'm excited. I hate this part of the year where we're freaking like 4 weeks away from the start of the season. Like that's. I swear this is the worst spot to be in because it's like it's just right there and you can taste it, but still so far away.
I have a guy named Jazz on my team. I just wanted to say that.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome, guys. This is the quality audio content that you pay for. Congratulations. But yeah, I don't know. I have. If you guys ever have any ideas on things that for us to talk about or do over the league, I know that last year we did like season previews and stuff, and I think we'll probably do that as well this year. I don't want to make any promises. Like I said, I will record some of these gambling things. Just going to go through my strategy and just some basic things that I've learned over the last couple years and how that's going to be set up, and maybe go over some of the future bets that I made. And again, this will be completely customized to, you know, whatever budget you can use. It'll be very simple and easy to understand. But yeah, thanks again, guys, for joining us. Let's look forward to this season. Let's get ready for this, this auction draft. It's always my most fun draft of the year. So I don't know what that, fun draft. Any final words, Corey?
I'm really excited. I mean, it's been way too long without. It was just so nice even seeing a preseason game.
I know.
I've missed this.
Yes.
I'm going to cry.
Yes, we are all addicts, and we are finally getting our fix. So I'm happy to hear it. And regardless, you guys have a great day, and I will be in contact with you. Till then, later.